to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
I take the whiskey drink, I take the coffee drink, and when I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink.
They are the hunters of men's souls. They cannot be killed in the future of this darkness. Not
the most prestigious verbal abusers on the planet.
Well, I better say something.
Welcome back, fellow boozers, to the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee. This is episode 11, Silver Tequila Taste Off. I, of course, am the supreme Ayatollah for life of the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, Eric E-Rock Robertson. We've had several requests for a tequila episode. Now, I haven't been previously the biggest consumer of tequila, but this is the Booze Committee, not the Vodka and Bourbon Committee. So I present to you, just in time for Cinco de June, that's a real holiday, right? We're publishing this episode for your summer enjoyment.
Okay, self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee. This is going to be the Silver Tequila episode. I am, of course, your self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, Grand Ayatollah for Life, Eric Robertson. And we also have...
Beth Landers.
And...
Sandy.
Sandy is going to be your little known to Gary here. Sandy Pony.
All right, so here we go.
What we got here is a few silver tequilas for the uninitiated. Tequila is a liquor that's made from the agave plant as opposed to wheat or grain or potato or some of the other things that we've had here. There's different kinds of tequila. The most common are gold and silver. Now, silver is the closest equivalent to, say, like a white whiskey or a vodka, and that to just distill it and bottle it pretty much. Gold is less pure tequila, agave. Yeah. They mix it with colors and flavors to get a different one. So there's going to be more variation in that, and you're more likely to get a goddamn headache from drinking it. So we're going to go ahead and stick with the silvers for right now. The first one that we have here is Jose Cuervo Especial, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. And we also have... Herradura Silver, that's also 80 proof. We also have Hijos de Villa.
Which means child house.
Yeah, Sons of Villa.
They or have something a, like that. Yeah.
Sons of Villa.
How fitting.
Yeah, the yeah, they named it after the Pancho Villa character from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. This is also 80 proof. We've got the Avian Silver, also 80 proof. Which is pretty well known.
Avion.
And, yeah, 1800 Tequila Reserva Silver. Also 80 proof.
Like that right on.
And a favorite amongst everybody, Patron Silver. Also 80 proof. So there's no difference in how strong these are as far as alcohol by volume.
Yes.
The ladies seem to think that the Avian and the Patron are going to be the favorites for the night.
Yes.
So we'll go ahead and save those for last. Let's go ahead and start with the Jose Cuervo Especial because, tell you the truth, Cuervo does not have a great fucking reputation.
No. It's like Don Julio.
Yeah. So keeping with our tradition of going with what we think is going to be the worst first.
Whatever.
Cheers, big ears.
All right, so...
Ooh, you can smell lime. Cheers.
Ooh, don't smell it, right?
No, you can smell it.
No, you have to smell it.
You have to. It smells limey.
Oh.
And tequila-y.
It does. I am picking up the lime scent.
Yum.
How are you going to taste it?
I know. That was just from a smell.
That was from a smell.
Yeesh.
Wait till that goes down.
Mm.
All right, ready? One.
That's what she said.
So what do you have any notes of the... Do you have any idea of the smell?
Lime.
Lime?
You smell lime, right?
Yeah, it smells like lime, but it's not like fresh lime. It smells like funky lime.
Like lime that you had between your toes.
Yeah.
A mixture of lime and grime.
Why don't you
lime and grime.
Lime and grime.
Sandy, why don't you have your sip first and you can tell us what you think of the taste.
Okay.
She has this pained expression on her face at the thought.
It's not that bad. Oh, that was me talking.
It's a little somber. Like,
yeah, it's very, not
it's
too
not
harsh.
Too harsh. It's got a better taste than
Yeah,
smell.
Then it does smell.
That's for sure.
And that's what she said, too.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yep. So what are you thinking?
I like it, actually. I'm surprised. Shockingly enough, it's it's not like, oh my god, like I'm going to catch fire. It's pretty solid.
Which one is that?
That's the Jose Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo Especial.
That's actually not too harsh.
No.
No, it's not harsh.
Shocking.
Exactly.
Alright.
I was expecting it to be harsh because all I've had from Cuervo is a Cuervo Gold.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Which is rock gut. Which is every 17-year-old gets one of those for his birthday. And a puke bag.
Yeah. The whole, mm-hmm.
And some and training wheels and the salt and the lime.
So the Especial was actually...
It was especially not bad.
Yeah, it was especially not bad.
Yeah, it was not terrible by any means, I would say.
No. It does give me a little heartburn right now, though. I'm feeling it in my heart.
I'm feeling it from the hot dogs we had before. But that's all right. I'm going to be feeling good later with hot dogs and tequila and cantaloupe.
What I'm noticing is a lingering, stinging aftertaste. It's kind of sour, too.
I got it in my chest.
And
it's a little harsh afterwards.
The primary flavor I'm getting is just sour. You know?
I thought it was nice. I like
it. It's not bad. It's not bad.
It is a little sour. It's a sour smell and a sour taste.
Yeah. So... You know, I could. I've had worse drinks, notably Jose Cuervo Gold.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Don Julio was horrible too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, if this is the worst it gets, and looks like we're in for a decent night at least.
Wait till the next one.
Yeah.
The next one's gonna be.
And now we're gonna go. Whoa!
The Patron's probably gonna be the hardest.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
No, that has happened more than once where we've said, "Oh, this is probably gonna be the best. Everyone loves this," and it's like, "This is horrible. What the hell are they thinking?"
The like, he doesn't like. What's the vodka that you really don't dislike, and it's Grey Goose. You do not like Grey Goose at all.
No, it's not that Grey Goose is this god-awful rot gut. The thing is, the reason why I hate Grey Goose so much is it has such a marketing budget. All of it saying it's the best vodka in the world is not even close to the best vodka.
What about Belvedere? How do you feel about that?
We don't have a recorded taste test of that. I remember thinking that was overpriced too when I had it, though.
What about Ciroc?
Ciroc?
I like Ciroc, actually.
I just had Ciroc Red Berry when I was out.
We have it up there somewhere.
Yeah, the regular Ciroc, we actually do have that as on a recorded taste test, and we were surprised how good it was. It wasn't the champion that night, but we were like, yeah, this is actually really good. And so on the Booze Committee Facebook page, we have like albums from 1 star to 4 star, or 5 stars, I should say.
And, what's got the most stars out of anything you guys have tasted?
There's only 1 5-star that I've posted, but I haven't posted all the various liquors that we've tasted. So the 1 5-star thing is a vodka called Crystal Head.
Oh, which, I've had that. It comes in a skull.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
Long time ago, though, so I don't really remember how it tasted.
Well, when we put it up against numerous vodkas and it won, it did wind up losing, but that bottle had been open for years.
Oh, yeah. Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's expensive. So
It's kind of like an optical illusion, right? It looks like it's bigger than it is, how much like alcohol is in there.
But it says that because the skull itself takes a good amount of glass to...
Right. It looks like it's huge. Like, you get so much, but then it's not really that much in there. It's like any other bottle.
So is your glass and palate clean?
Everything's ready to go.
Okay. I think the next thing we'll go for... So, yeah, that's the only thing that we've rated 5 stars. It's on the Facebook page to see right this second. But right now, the other one that would get that honor is probably Woodford Reserve.
Was that the one of the bourbons?
Yeah. So the... If anything's definitely decisively beaten, it can't be 5 stars. It could be the second best in the world, but it could only be 4 stars.
All right, bring on the Herradura.
So,
what is this one?
This is Herradura Silver. Go ahead and pour yourself a splash.
Just a little bitty.
This is not a well-known brand, so I got no idea how good it may or may not be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good job.
I'm nervous
with the
about it.
3 drops.
Well, because I don't want to get too fucked up yet.
Since Sandy had the first impression there, what do you think of the nose?
I'm like, who?
Sandy Pony.
Sandy Pony?
Oh, yeah, Sandy Pony. Pony.
That's what you called yourself.
This one's like lemony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting that too. Getting much more of a citrus note.
Yes.
It doesn't smell like old funky citrus either.
Yeah, the other one was sour and limey. This one's like more citrusy. I'm doing it.
It tastes...
Oh!
Okay.
Terrible.
Terrible. Not good. We don't like.
What's wrong with it?
Way too harsh.
Very harsh.
As soon as it hits
now,
your
mouth. Now this burns. That other shit didn't burn. This burns.
Yeah.
Like, I want to save it in case I ever need to, like, make a Molotov cocktail and kill people. I could use that.
Well, the problem is, with that on Big Gay Whiskey Night, we definitely found you need something over 100 proof to set it on fire. And this is only 80 proof.
We decided at the end of the night to see what liquor we could set fire to, which was a good idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was the 1800. Isn't that what they do on the, like, in the drinks when they put the... Isn't it 1800?
No. We learned it, trust me.
The only ones that caught fire were 151 and
that's
Everclear.
That's what I'm thinking, 151.
Yeah. And what was that one?
Everclear.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm like, I don't think it's a good idea to do that 2 in the morning, like to start setting shit on fire. And he's like, no, it'll be fine.
But after you had the whole taste test, all right, let's see what can go on fire now. I'm like, let's set them all out again.
But we did find something that was higher than 80 proof, but less than 100 proof. And that was, I think, the Tanqueray was like 97 proof
really?
Or something.
And it didn't catch.
That didn't catch on fire either.
Yeah, my dad drinks that Tanqueray tonic.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Some of those gins are pretty strong as far as the alcohol content goes.
And it tastes so disgusting.
He was drinking gin last night.
Tonic is disgusting and Tanqueray is disgusting.
Agreed. And you put them together?
I can only imagine.
Oh. Yes.
You don't like that one.
Y'all thought this was overly harsh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No way.
Ugh. And the smell, you know what was weird? The smell wasn't bad. The smell was bad. The taste... was decent. This one, the smell was decent. The taste was bad.
Yep.
Well, what I'm noticing is the taste was stronger. It didn't really seem like it was all that harsh to me, though, but maybe that's compared to some of that
harsh.
Fucking god-awful, horrible crap Rock that I've gut. Drank before, you know? So I'm thinking that if it doesn't immediately scorch my tongue, that it's okay. Either way, I'm going to say that this isn't as good as the Jose Cuervo.
Not even close.
So it's not going to win. But I don't think I would denounce
it. I wouldn't even say it was win,
place,
or show.
Yeah?
No. Are we doing the gun stuff now?
So the next one we have up is going to be the
Hijos
de Villa. Yes. It should be noted that these first three were just now opening brand new.
This is old.
Yeah.
This is older than me.
Really?
No.
I don't know if I want to taste it.
Okay. Would it be older than me? I don't even know they made tequila 48 years ago. Fuck you, bitch. Wait, how old am I? Am I 47 or am I 48?
Hell of a no. You can't keep track of how old you are? You think
I was born in 66, so how old am I?
Old.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
Old.
Yeah.
Old.
So, anyway.
I didn't mean it like that. I just meant if it's, you know, age.
Trade wants him like Canadian.
No, if it... If it's silver, it wasn't aged before it was bottled, and I don't...
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're all aged.
And I don't think I opened this before today, so even though that...
This smells gross.
That bottle did just come open pretty quick.
This smells mucky.
Now, this one here, if you see it in the liquor stores, it'll be the one in the shape of a glass gun, or at least one of them shaped like a glass gun. That's not exactly totally exclusive, right?
Yeah.
I mean... This has that same foul lime kind
does
of smell.
Does not smell good. Oh, I'm scared.
It's stronger than the other.
Yeah, it's got the... It smells like the Cuervo, but it's stronger.
It doesn't
pungent.
Taste like anything,
you
which
can't
is weird.
Even smell it.
It doesn't taste like anything,
I can't
but
put
it
my
burns
nose in
your
there.
Lips.
Like, you know that rubbing alcohol smell?
That's
like
what it smells
vodka?
Like.
Yeah. You smell that in a lot of bad liquors.
It's really bad. It's bad, bad.
It's going to give me a hangover.
It's... You don't... No, it's bad.
Should we taste it?
Taste it a little bit. Put it on your tongue, but it's icky.
That's not a pleased face.
No. That is I want to die face.
That is the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, that's bad.
Worst thing. What was made it so bad for you?
It's like rubbing alcohol.
Awful.
And gin and tonic.
It's like
tonic
if you
blood.
Drank nail polish remover.
Yeah, acetone. That was acetone.
Yeah.
It's acetone in a gun. Gun acetone. Try some new gun acetone tequila.
Acetone
in a gun.
It's giving you a hint with the packaging. It's like, put this in your mouth.
Because you want to kill yourself after you drink it.
Yep. Put this in your mouth, you want to kill yourself.
Oh my God, that was...
Well, we renamed that one.
That is... I just had a sip of it. That is like overwhelmingly bitter and sour.
And bad.
Compared to the other two, this is...
Terrible.
Awful.
So, Especial is definitely by far the best.
No, yes.
Yeah, but yes. I would say that this crap, compared to the Herradura, is worse than the Herradura compared
worse
to the Jose
Cuervo. Oh, yeah. It's horrific.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and nominate that for denouncement. Anyone want a denouncement?
We told you it's acetone in a gun. Yeah,
the announcement is acetone in the gun.
They should sell it at fucking nail salons. You pick color? You pick acetone? You pick this. You pick color here.
Kill your gun. Kill yourself.
Kill your gun. Kill yourself. Don't drink. No. You kill yourself with acetone fucking tequila.
It's horrible.
Ugh. I think I found a sound effect for this one. It's that if you ever watch Family Guy or American Dad, Consuela. No.
Just no.
No.
Wait, do you guys watch Family Guy?
He does.
Yeah.
Buzz Killington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that in my office. We call him Buzz Killington.
Buzz Killington.
He talks like this.
My name is David Stonehill. Whatever. I don't care.
I could do it all day. I just
all day. All the live long day, if you will.
Oh, HILL.
You want to die?
It's just terrible. Like, I wish that was a real gun right now.
Yeah?
I bet you wish that was a real gun right now on many occasions.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's like, Jesus, my prayers have been answered. Thank you, good Lord.
So what is next, 1800?
I think we should do the 1800.
I don't know if I can take any more.
Well, you...
I think I might be getting a little fucked up.
All right, then. Yep. You could just smell them.
So you're thinking that the next one we should do is the 1800?
Yes.
That's the... Out of the next last three, you think that's going to be the least good, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't care.
I don't care. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, right. Buzz.
Whatever.
Just pour the shit in a glass, motherfucker.
You're bigger Buzz Kills than Buzz Killington. Yes.
Oh, Buzz. You know how after he talks, everybody goes, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Of course, Debbie Downer is a man. Debbie Downer with fucking
But
balls.
Debbie Downer is... Buzz is like this.
Bigger Buzz Kill than Buzz Killington. And the funny thing is, like, while I was looking for something to throw in there...
Yes.
We have enough blank space to actually put that in there without editing it.
Buzz Killington?
Yes. Yeah, Buzz Killington.
He'll get a shout-out. Buzz will get a shout-out on
him. Oh, Buzz, yes.
All right, so 1800 silver. This is the first one we've had that's been open for any amount of time so far. I gotta say, this isn't particularly smelling better than anything else.
It doesn't smell like much of anything. I smell a little limey.
Yeah, they all had lime smells.
You said that about the last one.
Yes. And look, and then that was the gun-killing acetone death.
That's the kill yourself one.
That's the kill yourself acetone gun tequila.
Of doom.
Of doom.
Yes.
That's good. That's good tequila. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. That's smooth. There's no harshness. That's good tequila.
Well, it smells good. This is how I want my tequila to smell.
Exactly. Like tequila.
Not too much of a potent smell.
It's good, but it's just
chocolate. Smells like Patron.
Yeah, it does.
It smells like Patron.
It's good. I like. Right? I almost just swallowed the backwash, which would have been awesome.
What backwash? Oh god.
The water that's like 10%. It's like
it's all,
maybe 5% tequila in there. Mostly water.
But it all mixed together.
It probably would taste better than gun tequila crap.
But it'd be lightly flavored tequila.
I like that one.
I like that one too. That one gets a thumbs up from the committee.
Because it smelled good and it tasted good.
And it tasted good.
The especial didn't smell good.
No.
Anything in particular about it? Because really, the saying that tequila tastes like tequila isn't really too
well. Okay, it was a clean taste. It was a clean taste, and you could taste the agave. Yeah, nice face.
Have you ever eaten agave?
All the time, every Tuesdays. Tuesdays agave night. Just like Taco Tuesday, it's like agave night.
What is agave taste like?
Leaves. I know. Leaves. Cactus.
Exactly. You say you get a taste of the agave. Well, how the fuck would you know if you could taste the agave?
I don't know. It sounded good.
I like the cleanness, though. Yeah. That was a good description.
Thank you.
It was clean.
Kind of lingers on the tongue a little bit, but it's not like...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Not harsh at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. This we could do all day.
Mm-hmm. All ding dong day.
I could do this all day.
I guess that's why they make a lot of margaritas with 1800, right?
Yes. Well, different 1800s.
Well, you know what else I would say? I would say that once you start blending this with anything, it's just going to contribute the alcohol, and it's not going
to
have that much of a taste. Yeah,
not much of a taste.
Well, when we
it.
Make the cantaloupe margaritas, which we will make in a little bit, the cantaloupe's obviously the majority of the flavoring. Which you like cantaloupe, right?
Yes.
Okay, you make that. It's just like the tequila comes in at the end. And it's
what
just
tequila
little,
do you use?
Pew! I was using the Avion. That's why it's almost gone. But I don't know. Doesn't matter. We can put in anything.
Okay, so far everybody's favorite is 1800, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got now?
Avion.
Avion.
Avion. Yes.
Yeah. It's most smelly.
Smells like yuck is what you're saying?
Oh, it's delightful. It tastes so good. That's why I like it. That's a good tequila. How could you not like that?
Mm-mm.
Yes, yes. That's nice, nice.
Oh, not a fan.
Buzz Killington.
That's what we were listening to while you were in the...
Are you listening to Buzz? Oops.
No, we were listening to Buzz Killington. So you've gone ahead and killed the avian, all right?
I did.
It's all right. Now, this actually tastes pretty clean,
I
think.
I yeah. like it. I like it better than even the 1800.
I like the 1800 yeah. better.
I think this is the cleanest tasting one so
yep,
far.
Yep, me too. It's Sandy Beach has no taste. Sandy Pony.
What does Sandy Pony think of...
Sandy Pony
why do you think that was not as good as the 1800?
Harsh taste.
I thought it was not harsh at all.
As soon as it hit my tongue.
Your palate is poop. Your poop palate.
Your palate is
now, this hard. Does have a lingering aftertaste, I think. But it doesn't sting. You know, like the... I think the Cuervo stung. When it lingered on it.
A little bit.
You
know?
Stinging me.
Yeah?
Sure you put the right one in here?
Yes! No, I put the gun. I put the gun one back in there! Just to fuck with you.
We thought it would be funny to give you more acetone. Oh,
no. Acetone.
Like, I knew it was the acetone.
You know what would be funny is if we pawn more off of it on her.
Yes.
Sandy Pony.
Sandy Pony
Sandy
Beach.
Pony.
Sandy Beachy Pony.
Okay, so the last one left is the Patron Silver. If you want to put that... In the blender, I guess?
Yes. Bloop.
Rinse it out for me if you don't mind. It's over there. It's going to take a little effort to get the Patron open. It's, you know, like the Ultimate Vodka, which is also imported by the same people that import Patron, was horrible, but it was also horribly hard to open. This one, not so much, though.
Not so much.
Far.
I was going to say, you just fucking did that pretty good, babe.
Yeah, right.
I didn't really...
Maybe they wanted to lock down the fucking poison that was inside the fucking Ultimate Vodka bottle. Somebody had a brainwave. Wait, maybe if we make it hard to open, they'll just drink something else and not
they'll give up. And meanwhile, the acetone gun was like, please open us now, please.
It was like, pop open, let me out.
It was like basically a snap cap, like, here you go.
I want to kill you immediately.
Go crazy, bitches.
Yeah. So this is the famous Patron. It's well known as a top shelf tequila, wherever it's sold, and it has a price tag to match. Go ahead and do the pouring if you want.
Come to mama.
Do we get limes?
I got limes. I got the trainer wheels on the fridge.
Yeah, but if you need limes, then you're drinking
It smells nice. It smells nice. I like it.
It's rough.
You think it smells rough?
Yeah, but
tastes
rough.
It tastes rough.
You just took that right
tastes like
down.
Somebody just hit me with a bag of limes. And now they're rubbing the salt in my gullet. Ugh. It's not terrible. It's not like the rock gut we drank just before, but it's nowhere close to the Avion of the 1800. Mm. Oh my god, you could light my head on fire right now.
So, we're thinking...
Seriously, don't smoke around me right now. I might catch...
Shit.
Like, it'll say, like, highly flammable, like, when you hear something like that, it'll be my head.
I loved it.
You did? Of course you did, you drunk pig. Of course you liked it.
Delicious.
Delicious. Mm. Mama like.
Mama like.
Mama like.
Now I'm noticing that this, to me, doesn't smell like much, you know? So let me see what the taste is.
Drum
is it overall? Hang on. Enough! Enough of your bullshit.
Enough of your horseshit.
Alright. It's kind of smelled vaguely reminiscent of the other two that we had before at the Avion in the 1800, and that it has a vague tequila scent, but not the, not that funky lime shit that was going on with some of the other ones. Okay, that was smooth and sour. So
delicious,
and she liked it. Mama like. I thought it was okay. I mean, I would definitely not go poo poo. I would not turn my nose to that. And I'll probably be mixing that right now. The tequila, I mean, the margarita I'm going to be making is going to have rot gut. Going to have this. Going to have like 18,000. No, you won't even taste it because it's going to be this, and it's going to be cantaloupe, and it's going to be goodness.
Well, I'm going to say this isn't bad. So the question is, Do we like the Avion, the 1800, or the Patron the best?
Avion.
You're going with the Avion?
Yes. And she likes the Patron, and what does the Supreme Ayatollah think?
He's going to go with the 1800.
Probably. Just to fuck it all up. Just to be like across the board.
Just to fuck up all the things.
Fuck up all the things.
Yeah. All three of them are very comparable to each other. I would say that the Avion and the 1800 aren't as sour as the Patron, but they're all pretty smooth.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, whoever said that the Patron was harsh...
That would be me.
...is wrong.
So, no, she did. I'm sorry. No, she liked it. That was you that liked it.
The Avion, I thought, was a little harsh.
Yeah. And the Patron was harsh. I thought a little bit. Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to say that you should get whichever one of these three is cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you find it.
And also, if you're going to be drinking it on the rocks, or you're going to be blending it in a margarita like I will be,
then
it doesn't really
fucking
make a difference.
Yeah.
Because you just need the tequila flavor of it.
Exactly. So go with whichever is cheaper that you happen to find. As far as what's the crown champion of these three, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with the Avion.
I'm going to go with the Avion.
Yeah, because I...
So it's Avion, then Patron, then 1800. Correct?
By the smallest of margins, yes.
Okay.
And I will even go so far as to say that the Cuervo and the Herradurum, I'm going to give the Cuervo 3 stars, I'm going to give the Herradura 2, and this Io de Via crap, that's going to be denounced. That's going to be the first denounced tequila of the booze committee.
That hurt my soul.
Yeah.
That my soul got burnt by that.
Yeah. So Avion, given 5 stars too, the other two are going to get 4 stars.
I agree. Yes.
Anybody disagree with that?
No.
Good, because you'd be wrong anyway.
Good.
All right, thank you for tuning in, and have a good one.
Bring on the cantaloupe.
Nothing ever bothers you, does it?
No, not really. I like everything.
God, he's a bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
Stewie, do you know why W.S. Gilbert was frequently drunk on his transatlantic crossings?
No.
Because he was quartered on the port side. Now that I've got you, let's both revisit the birth of the Doily Cot Opera Company.
I walked in, the band just started. The singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my 2 left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after 3 rounds with Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after 4 rounds with Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen before. Started counting again. 1 round with Jose.